humanists. They're targeting our youth.
Answers with Ken Ham, a popular speaker on the creation-evolution controversy and the designer of the soon-to-open Creation Museum. Well, Ken, is it true that one of America's humanist groups is actually targeting children and college students with propaganda that we would call anti-God?
Yes, that's true, and all Christians need to be made aware of it. In one of the leading humanist organizations' newsletters, they stated, quote, "Our unprecedented college and university outreach has sparked the formation of atheist and humanist groups on more than 70 campuses. More than 200 new groups are in the process of forming," end of quote. Also in the same letter, they explain how they're targeting families, quote, "You've seen Family Matters, our new publication for parents who've taken on the challenge of raising humanist children in a culture obsessed with faith. Our moral education program for children has gone through 2 years of development here, and we plan to launch a regular program of critical thinking classes for the young," end of quote. You see, the humanists are on the march to eliminate God from the culture. One of the most successful ways they're accomplishing this is through the teaching of Darwinian evolution in schools and colleges. Help us spread the truth of the answers in Genesis that can help save this nation from moral collapse.
Can the book of Genesis provide answers to the problem of racism? Ken Ham shows how in his free booklet, available through our website, answersradio.com.